bookshops. You know, do you like bookshops? Have you any time for them? Or are you entirely wedded to the idea of buying all your books online? Well, I have a little episode that's just happened. I have just come to Middleton in East Cork in Ireland, and I have needed to buy a book for my wife. So I just this very minute found the book I wanted in Middleton itself, and I didn't know very much about Middleton, and I found that there is a place in Middleton called Middleton Books. And I went in there and I found the book, which is by Ian McEwan. And it's and while I was there, I found that there were several books about mindfulness on the shelf. And I'm on my way to a mindfulness training course this very minute. And in the process of going there, going into the bookshop, getting myself flustered now. I'm actually going in the wrong direction. Just made a mistake, so I should calm down. Right, let's start again. I have found a bookshop, and the owner of the bookshop was on the telephone when I arrived, and I waited for him to finish on the phone. And while he was on the phone, I couldn't... Pardon me. The audio recording was interrupted by the telephone going off and stopping, so I cannot now remember where I was at. But the key point I was going to make was that the man in Middleton Books owns a bookshop in a place called Fermoy, so two independent bookshops in Ireland. I had been in neither of them before, and I couldn't resist going up to him after he finished his telephone call. And as I was buying the book, with the name of which is called Sweet Tooth by Ian McEwan, I couldn't resist saying to him that my grandfather had set up a bookshop in 1902, and it was in Limerick, and its name is O'Mahony's. And you should have seen his reaction. I mean, my brother would have a swelled head if he saw it, because he referred to O'Mahony's bookshop in Limerick as being the most wonderful bookshop, as having cracked it, as, you know, whatever. It was just huge volume of praise came out of his mouth, and I kind of wished I'd had an audio recorder and being able to record it live, but it is so lovely to come across a new bookshop, and I'm in love with bookshops, as some of you might know already. Or at least I find them hard to resist, put it that way. That's probably the better way of putting it. I find bookshops irresistible, so I go into them. But to hear somebody who's never met my brother, never met my other brother, or never met my other brother, all three of them who work in this bookshop now, I'm the only one who's not really worked there since I almost had short trousers. But to hear them speak, to hear this man speak praise for that bookshop is lovely. And I vowed that I hadn't enough time. Well, it wasn't a vow. I haven't enough time to talk with him today. But I'll be going back there to have a cup of tea with him and to talk about the business and find out about how he got it from scratch to where it is today. I think it was set up in the year 2000. And, you know, people who have set up a bookshop and held it together and got it to work are very interesting. And I suppose you could say I'm kind of collecting bookshops in my own little way. Okay, that's it. I must now stop talking to you and start listening to myself and going to paying attention and go on my mindfulness training course. Bye-bye.